Do you even remember how to start this thing?
It's been so long. It's like riding a bicycle, maybe. I hope I can figure it out.
All righty.
See, first screw up right there. I hit the wrong button. Let's try that one more time. I think I know how to do this.
God help us all.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
One more time.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Listen, I'm playing.
It expired.
No. There we go.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the hit hills.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
And welcome inside the Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Dear Lord, it's been a long time.
Jeez, last time we did this, you and I were each a year younger. A lot has happened. We're still both engaged. We're still rocking on. But yes, it's been a long time, buddy.
Oh, God.
Since we had Outside the Box. But we are here. No more of this crazy nonsense. We will be back. A weekly show of Outside the Box. It's almost like therapy. It's fun to just be in here.
Yeah, it kind of is. It actually is therapy. And we've missed you greatly, as I hope that you all have missed us, too, on Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. We apologize. We let our real jobs get in the way. We will never do that again.
No, none of that nonsense. And in the Times, Steve-O Podcast, I mean, look at all the new podcasts that are on there.
Yeah, if you haven't checked that out, by the way, go to steveopodcast.com. We're hosted up on there. Special shout out to our good buddy Sean Tubbs, man of many weird hats. You see that guy on Facebook?
His birthday today.
His birthday is today.
Yeah, did you wish him a happy birthday
I
on
did
Facebook?
Not wish him because I'm an asshole. Happy birthday to you, Sean. You and your this guy posts like a daily Facebook picture with like some obscure like Viking hat or something on. I don't know what he's got going on over there.
Yeah.
But you know,
good man though.
Happy birthday to him. Good man, doing us a favor, giving us time to spout our rhetoric here. Also, make sure to check our website. Hasn't been touched in Lord knows how long. But we're going to retool that, work on it, get it up and going. That's otbpodcast.com. You can check it out there. Check out all the old episodes. As you're like seeing this pop up on your Facebook, you're like, what the hell is Outside the Box? You know, it's been like 3 months.
It has. We had a little following going too. We killed our momentum.
Yeah, you killed the mojo. That's right. We're going to retool, get it back, get it going. But you can go check out otbpodcast.com. Also on Twitter at otbpodcast. You can send us a tweet. Let us know what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, who you want to hear, just want to talk in general.
You already forgot, but we have our own website.
I said that.
You did?
I literally just said that 38 seconds ago.
I guess I wasn't listening. Well, some things haven't changed in our relationship. How have you been?
I'm good, Michael. I'm good. Enjoying a nice rousing Dr. Pepper here in the studio, which I'm sure is going to get me fired.
I have to go back and look at the calendar, but I think this might be the one-year anniversary of when we actually started the show. It was around now because I got back from my vacation. I go on a vacation the same time. And I remember I got back from vacation, had all this energy, and was talking to you about it. We may have started this week. I got to go check the archives.
First show, I just checked the archives. Yeah, it was August 20th, 2010.
It's been a year.
Can you believe that? We're almost 11 days away from. We got to do something special.
We have to have our anniversary show.
How can you have an anniversary when you took 3 months off?
I don't know. We have to have the anniversary. We have to have some sort of anniversary show and bring back all the characters we've had.
It's like a relationship, you know, like, oh, how long you been dating? Oh, we've been dating 3 years, and you broke up for like a year and a half in between.
Oh, so we took 3 months off. We have to have an anniversary show.
We had to see other people. I hope you understand.
I had to see other podcasts.
Yeah, we had to see other podcasts.
Well, anyway, we'll have a year show. What is today, the 9th?
Yeah, it's the 9th
of August. So tomorrow's the 10th. People are listening to this at least the 10th. Well, we'll figure it out.
By the way, going back and looking at the hits on our website since we've done the last
one. Oh, it's blown up.
It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm looking, 678 of you listened to this poor schlep singing Meet the Mets.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing. The truth, it was my mom 400 times.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
My dad 180 and me the other one.
Man, it's like the Indians fans in the 90s stuff in the ballot box. But hey, great to be back. Our first new show actually since May 13th.
May 13th.
If you can believe it or not.
Been that long.
It's been that long.
Wow. Okay. We'll be back. Well, what is this episode 28?
Oh, the hell if I know. I never know what episode it is. Actually, I think it's episode 25 now.
Okay. So yeah. We did one like every other week. Anyway.
Yeah, every other week or so. But hey, it's great to be back.
Let's get Outside the Box.
A whole bunch of topics going on. Lots of things. The economy's in the toilet. It's all crashed. It's all gone to hell. Mike's burying his money out in the backyard. I don't have any money, so I don't have to worry about it. It doesn't affect me. All sorts of crazy stuff going on. And you know, Mike, you go to college and you know, we were both guys and went to school. You graduated. I did not.
Right.
We have student loans to pay for. A lot of people have student loans to pay for.
Keep going.
Graduate college, you're in debt. We work in radio. We make $8.14 a day. We don't know how we're going to pay for our student loans. A lot of people are trying to figure that out as well. You spend $60,000 to go to college, you get a job making $20,000 a year, how do you pay it off?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Well,
you get three jobs and try to start a podcast business.
Exactly. Well, came across this the other day.
Huffington or you do Post. This.
Yeah, Huffington Post. So I don't usually read their stuff, but it got sent to me by a friend.
Yep.
You ever heard of a sugar daddy?
Yes, yes, I've heard of the sugar daddy. Well, I've heard of what it is. Explain to people listening that might not know what a sugar daddy is.
If you don't know what a sugar daddy is, basically it's a guy, usually an older guy, it's a wealthy right. guy, and, you know, he kind of takes care of some young women, you know, financially, and they're usually in some sort of relationship.
What does he get in return?
A little hanky panky, a little sookie sookie now.
A little Bill Clinton.
A little Bill Clinton. Okay. A little Tiger Woods.
A little Tiger Woods.
Whatever you want to call it.
A little Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, it's not consensual.
Okay,
it's not a big
fair
bet.
Enough, fair
so,
enough.
But he gets a little loving in return, a little love me long time.
Yeah.
But this is popular. It's been around forever. Well, there's a new site called Seeking Arrangement. No, I have not been to it, but it's called Seeking Arrangement. And the whole thing is now, given the current state of economy and everything, there are college girls now, Mike,
Uh-oh.
Who are going on this site, and they are meeting older men.
Right.
And what they're doing is they're essentially having relationships and going on dates with these guys. These guys are buying them dinner. They're taking them shopping. They're spending the weekend. They're going places. And, yeah, they're having sex, and they're making money for it.
And then they just say goodbye.
Yeah, and they just say goodbye. And it's a loophole. It's not prostitution because the guy isn't selling prostitution on their site. He's selling companionship. You're essentially just paying to hang out.
But essentially, when it all boils down and you read between the lines,
of course.
Basically, these men are paying for sex.
Yeah.
Because now women, how much does it cost a woman to be on this site?
The women get on this site for free.
Okay. So think about it. She's on for a lady's on for free. A guy has to pay a certain fee. It's a dating site. Women are free. Men aren't because the men takes care of the girl. It's prostitution, Leon.
Men pay $50 a month to be on this site. Now, if you want a premium membership where they kind of vouch
your gold card.
Yeah. You kind of vouch where, you are who you are. You're not a serial killer. This is how much money you actually make and all this stuff. That's $2,700 a year. I forget the exact number, but it's about $2,500, let's say.
Okay, it's a lot of money.
To be on there. And, you know, I'm going through this article and I'm reading it, and these are girls, you automatically think, okay, well, these are trashy girls from terrible colleges. No, these are smart girls. NYU, UCLA, Harvard. These are smart girls that are going to this site, and they're using this to pay for their student loans.
What do you think of this?
Or go to grad school and stuff.
What do you think of it?
I think it's A, it's sad, but B, at the same time, it's brilliant.
I wish you thought of it.
It's brilliant. Don't think about it. I mean, I'm not, condoning this in any way, shape, or form, or telling you if you're a young lady listening to this, 23 years old and got college debt, to go do it. But, I mean, to make money by going out here, and you're not getting in the car, you're not, a dirty hooker out on the street, but somebody's paying for your dinner, you're getting Prada bags and going on $1,000 shopping sprees.
I'm impressed you know Prada.
I got a high-end fiance. You got to spend, and you do all this stuff, and you got to spend, you get a bang of 75-year-old guy, that's over in, 38 seconds, and you make $5,000. That's not a bad deal for
you. No, it's something it's mind-boggling. It's really mind-boggling. It's prostitution and getting away with it. Because you go on that site, you're looking for companionship, but you and I both know you're Mr. Big Spender, you're going on there, you're a 52-year-old dude, here's your opportunity to hook up with a 23-year-old chick out of college, there it is. And I feel bad for the girls, though. I mean,
why?
You're essentially selling your body to make money.
That's very true, but
that's why I feel bad about it. That's why I think it's a little sad. It's a lot sad.
That's very true. I agree with you on that one. But at the same time, I look at it whereas they're exploiting the guys in this one. They're making the money. They're not.
The whole system is freaked up.
No one's putting a gun to their head and forcing them to do it. They're not being pushed into it. I mean, these aren't disadvantaged women. They're in college. For God's sake, they got a college education.
Well, then I blame the American dream and the American system that these girls are in such debt they need to go have sex with an older man to pay it off. Congratulations, you're now a writer from NYU. Okay, you're going to make $14,000 a year, live in an apartment that's worth more than you make per year. But you're going to have sex with a nice older man. You got to get to his penthouse.
Isn't this the very essence, though, of, like, Americana?
Sleeping with old men?
No, I mean, you think about it. You have a talent or a business or a...
What are you saying? These girls have talent?
Or skill? Well, hey...
Why can't it be the other way around?
Well, I mean, you have some goods to sell. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
You have some goods to sell, and you're making a profit of it. That's like capitalism, like,
but it's your body. How about if it was the other way around? How about if it was like 50-year-old women trying to seduce younger men?
Wasn't that a movie? Wasn't that Deuce Bigalow?
No. That was Risky Business.
Really?
And Tom Cruise is hanging out with that hooker when his parents leave.
I thought Deuce Bigalow was similar.
Deuce Bigalow is the gigolo.
Yeah.
He's with other women.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's the same. I guess you're right.
What would you think
of it if it was the other way around?
If it was the other way around, I don't think this would even be a story. We wouldn't even be talking about it. It's like, man, those
it'd
guys
be a story.
Are banging these gross old ladies. You know?
It would be a story. Let me put it this way. Take away the sex. What would you want from a 50-year-old woman? A girl was like, I want to go for a nice dinner. I want my designer bag. What would you want? Take me to the ball game. Let's get hot dogs.
Let's go to the bar.
What would you want? Or would you only want one thing?
Buy me some beer and some brats. Madden 12 is about to come out. I need that.
The problem is you could never. A woman would never do that.
No, a woman, and that's the difference. It's funny that you should say that. Looking at this article, there's a guy who goes by the name of Jack, quote unquote.
Right.
All right. Jack Temple spends about $500 a night, he says, and that's not including the dinners at Daniel, which apparently is some high end place in New York City. You ever
right.
heard of it?
I've never heard.
Or shopping excursions on Madison Avenue. This guy lives in a high rise penthouse apartment or whatever overlooking Central Park South in New York. Says he pays $22,000 a month. He's 67 years old. He says he took a big financial hit and had to sell his private jet due to, quote, reduced circumstances.
What's he do? Doesn't say.
He's founded four financial service companies. His annual income is listed as over $1 million a year, and his net worth is something between $50 and $100 million. And this guy kind of brings up a good point. He's like, look, every guy wants to be with a younger woman. But if you go up to a bar, you're like 67 years old. I'm paraphrasing him now. If you go to a bar, you're 67, you try to run your game on a 25-year-old, it's not going to happen.
Yes, because one's 67 and one's 25.
Unless you're Hugh Hefner. But in that same regard, you go on this site, Neil, he gets to bang a 25-year-old, which is what he wants to do anyway, and the 25-year-old gets her loans and stuff taken care of. And she's not doing it on the street where, you know, there could be some crazy guy hopped up on meth that's going to kill her. I'm not condoning it, once again. But I can see the brilliance.
You are condoning it a little bit.
I can see the brilliance behind the women that are doing this.
If you have to say I'm not condoning it, you're condoning it.
I'm not condoning it. It sounds like
how about
like
if it was your daughter?
Oh, God, no. I'd kill those. I can't say kill. I would injure those men on those sites very, very badly if that was my daughter on that site. I think any guy would do that.
Yeah, it's a double standard, but you're right.
At the same time, looking at it from their eyes, I mean, the sex is – okay, I don't want to go too far into this, but they're 25. Obviously, they're attractive women. You know, 24, 25, whatever.
I mean, they don't have to be attractive.
I don't know. I don't think any ugly broads are getting on this site.
So you're telling me that only pretty girls are in debt? Ugly girls don't have debt?
No,
is that what you're telling me?
They have debt too, but
why can't an ugly girl, and I'm saying we're all beautiful, but why can't a less attractive woman go on there?
She can go on there, but who's in the
Just pay? Like there's men that have different incomes, right?
Yeah.
Some guys have more money to spend on different girls. Some girls have different, if that's the way we're looking at their value.
Yeah.
A girl's value in this site, not in real life, is like, okay, she's not as pretty.
Who's going to pay $4,000 to sleep with an ugly woman?
Men.
Why would you do that when there's the girl that looks like a model from such and such agency?
I don't know, because men do what men do. What am I sitting here at Cheers? What are you talking about? I'm just saying... Well, you don't know that everybody's a supermodel on there.
I guess to each his own. Michael Jordan did like the fat girls.
Exactly.
And Bill Clinton did bang anything with two
legs. Exactly.
I guess you could say that. Well, most of these women, I think you would say most of these women are probably fairly attractive women.
Well, when they're in that range of the 25-year-old, you know, they're young, their skin's looking good.
Yeah, they're...
You're moisturized.
Yeah, you know, the they're in the prime of their life.
Outside the box with Mike and Leon.
So here's what I'm saying. They're that age. They're young. You know, the guy's all excited about it. This guy's old. This isn't going to last very long, Michael.
Project.
This actual activity.
I agree.
Okay. So they're essentially making $5,000 for less than 2 minutes of activity, probably.
Oh, God.
How is it a bad deal for them? You know, you got to have the shame of that, and you got to think about that. That's disgusting. But, I mean...
Project for you. Let's try to get one of these men.
These guys are going
to
come on.
Interview. You don't know. Who knows? It's worth a shot. You know, they know who you are. Look at you in that snazzy blue polo. You never know.
Big wigs are coming. They had to dress up a little bit.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, our almost year anniversary shows. We're back in the world talking about things. You and I, similar sort of topic here, but you and I were having a conversation. I don't remember exactly how this came to be. You and I go through bizarre conversations all the time, and we have to make sure that we write them down or like email ourselves about them so we don't forget. But and this happened actually in a library in Charlottesville this past couple of months. Do you remember this story? Guy's name was like Wang Dong. I'm not joking. Wang Dong. I'm dead serious. This guy was caught masturbating. I swear to God, this guy was caught masturbating in the library. Okay.
All right.
Big offense.
Certainly.
You can't do that.
What was it?
It's a no-no.
What was he looking at? The Hustler? The Playboy?
I don't know. The Dewey Decimal System. I don't know. But anyway, he got caught. He got in trouble. And there's a double standard here. And I'm not saying that this is always the case. But if that same guy was caught having any sort of sexual relations with another woman and the cops got him, wouldn't be that big of a deal. It would be like, oh, that's awful, slap on the wrist. But because the man was masturbating alone, it's like 100 times worse.
You bring up a point.
And I can't exactly verbalize why, but you kind of get why. It's like, look, not saying he's a loser, but I'm just saying, like, there's something about it.
You bring up a good point. And by the way, Mr. Racist Michael Biseglia, his name isn't Wang Dong or Wang Dong. Or
yeah, it is.
His name was Anthony Daniel Landrum.
No, there was somebody else.
So there's two serial wankers in Charlottesville?
There's two.
We have a serial wanker problem here. Well, in
what did you Google, by the way?
I Googled Library arrest.
Okay, you got to put in more of the other words.
This is a work computer.
All right, I'll Google it on my phone
so
as you talk.
I Googled that and I came up with this guy who is 28 years old. Who was arrested in the Clemens Library at the University of Virginia. This is an article from readthehook.com. The Hook, an independent newspaper here in Charlottesville, reported this back in April. So there's another guy?
There's another guy.
That being said, if he was – you bring up a good point. If you're caught doing that by yourself, certainly that's a gross act, especially in public. You deserve to get arrested. You deserve to go to jail. But if he was caught with a woman, this guy would be a cult hero, especially on a college campus. I don't know if this guy was a student or not, but if you're caught in the library with a girl, you're doing something, you're getting high-fived, you know, by fraternity guys. Like, hey, yeah, you're that guy.
Exactly.
But if you're caught sailing to the moon by yourself, that's a little creepy. It's a little weird, and people look at you like, that's gross. You're sad. Yeah, I can kind of see that. There's a different set of circumstances that go into that.
But should there be? I mean, essentially, it's the same actions, right? It's the same. Well, it's not the same actions, but you're doing that.
It's definitely a activity that's reserved for behind closed doors or the back of an El Camino on the country road. Have you seen the movie Hall Pass?
No, I never saw it.
Oh, well, I'm not going to get it. It's not a huge scene. But the guy in the movie actually leaves his house. His wife, you know, refuses to have relations with him. His whole routine was he would go out to the car, his minivan parked out in the driveway.
Right.
And of course, the police actually show up there. And that's an interesting scene. It's certainly a different stigma if you're not with the woman. They're both bad, though. But one... People want to give you a high five and like, dude, you're the man if you're a guy.
But why not even that? Why do cops or authorities, you get away with it more? I'm not even talking about, right, like the fraternity brothers or friends being like, yeah, way to go. I'm talking about the authorities even giving you an easier leash? Is it because there's a woman with you?
I think because they're cops and they're guys too. They can kind of put themselves in that situation. Most men in their lives have had relations with a woman somewhere kind of outside the box, ha ha ha, so to speak, like that. And I think most guys can kind of relate to that and like, look, dude, you can't be doing this here. I'm not going to arrest you, but you need to leave. Maybe if the cop's a dick, he might write you a ticket or something. But I mean, I think most guys can relate to that. There's a different set of circumstances, but especially if you're in a library. I mean, there could be kids in a library.
Well, I guess a library is a circumstance as well. If you're in like a parking
lot, there's a little
lot.
Old lady in the library trying to find a book about her knee replacement that she's got coming up, and there she turns the corner, and there's Jethro going to town.
I'm just saying they should have equal standards. If you're caught masturbating, okay. First of all, you're going to grow hair on your palms.
You're going to shoot your eye out, young man.
Yeah, that. But there should be. I am sick of the double standard, and I'm going to start a campaign for people caught having sex. Get equal punishment as chronic masturbators in libraries. Outside the box started it.
There you go. You're going to get behind the college kids everywhere. They're going to be pissed at you, Michael. And this kind of brings up an interesting story. I know we only got a few minutes left here. This kind of brings up an interesting story. I was on the Facebook, the good old Book of Face.
Yes, sir.
And there's a girl, a loose friend of mine. I wouldn't say close friend. I met her a few years ago back in college, and she posted she was at the beach, and this guy, she's an attractive girl.
Okay.
There was a guy that was walking around, kind of following around and stuff, checking her out, kind of normal behavior, maybe going a little bit more than she's comfortable with, but he's being a guy. She sits down, the guy sits down next to her on the beach, she turns around at one point, and there's this guy going to town right there on the beach, Michael.
Mm.
The beach.
Ugh, I was just at the beach. Stop it.
That's gross.
That's disgusting.
Was it you?
It was not me.
Okay.
I just gotta check.
You were just at the beach.
I wasn't doing
you
that.
You fit the profile.
I don't fit the profile.
You fit the profile.
I'm a good Jewish boy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you fit the profile.
I don't fit the profile. But, actually, somebody did that in my high school at a computer class. It was a keyboard class where they teach you how to type and, increase your speed at typing. And this guy whipped it out and put it on this girl's shoulder.
Okay,
and
now,
tapped on her shoulder, and it was there.
Okay, now you can go. That's kind of like a sexual assault kind of crime. You can go to jail for a long time for that.
Well, I don't know what happened. I was only a freshman.
We were only freshmen, right?
Yeah, I didn't even know about that stuff.
That's sick though. And so she obviously freaks out on this guy, and calls the cops and all that stuff. And the guy kind of runs off. The cops are looking for him. I don't know if they ever caught the guy or not, but I mean. A, that's gross. That's disgusting. You're disrespecting that woman in that way. But it's a beach. It's in public. I mean, they're kids and families. It's a beach, Mike.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. It's awful. It's bizarre. Aren't you glad that Outside the Box is back? Then you missed topics of, such as this.
Don't
we bring
nature.
such character back to this site? We can never go that long again. Without doing a show.
No, we can't. We got so many good content, too. You can go to the site. Listen, we are under 24/7 constant surveillance.
Try it again.
Of the guy whose name we will never say on this program. We'll never say his name.
Callahan. Oh. Callahan. I need a 20 on Callahan.
But we are under constant surveillance of him. And on Callahan.
Yeah, be careful, buddy.
Callahan. I need a 20 on Callahan.
I want to get him back in the studio. I know we interviewed him sometime back during the show. I want to get him back in the studio because I got to be honest, our questions were not good. We asked him cookie cutter, easy questions. I want to ask him the hard hitting questions that make him who he is. So
we
that's
need to
a
get
project
him back.
As well.
We need to get him back, but you can go to his corner on our Outside the Box page, and you can find some great content that we have from him over the years. Maybe we'll post a couple of things here in the next couple of days.
Got some great hidden
content here with him, but that's coming. A whole bunch of other stuff are coming. We're still in that march to get to 300 likes on Facebook, damn it.
Yeah, what are we at, by the way? I don't even know. I got to look at
We're
that.
We're at 202. We actually stopped doing shows and actually grew by like 7 people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, also, I want to just bring this up in our last couple of moments, but you and I had engagement photos put on Facebook.
Oh, why are you going to put that out
in like the same week?
It's the same day, asshole.
It was the same day?
Yes.
We're the same person. We were separated at birth.
Don't compare
me to you.
You
just became black and I became Jewish.
Don't compare me to you. That hurts me.
I'm just saying.
I hold myself.
It's just weird timing.
No, it definitely is. It's odd, kind of bizarre.
The pictures
timing.
Are beautiful.
What, mine?
Yeah, they look great.
Yours are great, too. I don't know if I need to turn beautiful. That's a
little gay. You
look
good. I thought they were nice. I thought they were very nice.
I look like I swallowed some Cheerios.
No.
But,
it's all good. You look good.
Cheerios and Coke. That's a Leon Oliver story. That book will be out in shelves come November 10th. But no, it's going to be back. The pictures are up in there. If you're friends with us on Facebook, you can check it out. If you're not, I'm probably not going to accept your friend's request because I don't know you. You can go kick rocks. But other than that, hey, it's great to be back. We're going to have a lot of good content coming for you in the near future. We get some beer talk going. Maybe we can get some beer guys in here soon.
I'd
talk
like
about
to have
that. Lots of good stuff. We get some movie reviews, all sorts of different stuff. We can retool this thing, get it going, make it our own again.
Can I give you an update on our friend, Adam, who we had on the show?
Yes. Refresh. Backstory real quick in the last couple minutes.
We had him on, and he was having some relationship issues, had some girl issues, was going out on some dates, had some things with flowers. But I got to say, our man Adam is back. He is the man, and he's doing good. He's got a great relationship with a great girl, and I'm very happy for the good doctor.
The good doctor.
Art Noble.
Wow, look at him.
Yeah, we'll have to get him back on the show. He's a big fan. He's like our number one fan.
He is a P1, ladies and gentlemen. He is a P1.
I can't wait for you to meet him at my wedding. I'm looking forward to that.
There you go. Hey, Outside the Box, Mike and Leon, that's going to do it here on the program. Make sure to check us out, facebook.com. You can search Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Also, check us out on Twitter at OTB Podcast. You can also go to our website, which is Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Excuse me, it's otbpodcast.com. I don't even know the name of our own website.
Well, you only screwed it up once. That's not good. When you said it the first time, I wasn't even listening.
Oh, well, you can check it out there. It's otbpodcast.com. All sorts of great content and good stuff up on there. Until next time, Pittsburgh, you can go fuck yourself.
I need a little outgoing saying as well.
I screwed that up.
This show has been a disaster.
From a technical standpoint, yes. Let's try it again. Pittsburgh, you can go fuck yourself.
And I hope Pittsburgh eats you alive when you come to the city. Not just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.